Snort Coffee. This week we call the show something else. We talk about Nazi fashion. Joel Train turns his mic off. And we talk octopus. Check out snortcoffee.com to see show notes. 937-551-1040. Easy way to call or text. I think that is it. Me, Joel Train, so we smooth. Thanks for listening. Show notes is AK.com presents is the home of the weirdest intros. Which it can't be that anymore.
Hey, you got a lot of shit.
Snort Coffee is the home of the weirdest intros.
We do have some weird intros.
I think that snortcoffee.com just runs the show.
What do you mean?
Link a lot of it back to, you know, put as many links back to your stuff as you want, but the snortcoffee.com is the fucking show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Were you going to... Yeah. You weren't going to kill egghead.com.
No.
So I was just saying what you already knew, apparently.
Don't kill it. Don't kill it, man.
You killed us in the intro.
That's a weird intro.
It was.
They have weird intros.
The music is weird. That's what I'm talking about.
You do make some
fucking weird
tunes.
Not good, but weird.
A lot of them are good.
I don't know.
I'd even say most of them are good.
Did I mention last week that there's going to be an album? It's going to be like fucking a DVD long, though. That's a problem.
Damn.
Wow.
So, like, if you did a best of, like, you did all the things, because that's what an album would be, right?
Album, no. Just an album of the intros. The songs, the music, or whatever it is.
So,
noises.
All the intros?
I'm going to get as close as I can. I'm having trouble with the early ones, but I just have to turn on a computer to get that.
I can see how you'd be having trouble.
The computer's not hooked up, and I stole the surge protector from it, so I don't have anywhere to plug it in.
Nice.
That's the trouble.
If I like deciding you need something off of an old hard drive.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, where is that? Oh. I know I saved that tower for a reason. Son of a bitch. Easier just fucking pull the drive.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So where are we here?
Snort Coffee. We're into another show.
Damn, I was trying to be more professional, man. I'm more with it. Here we go, folks. Welcome. Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Wow. Snort Coffee.
Snorting coffee.
Most likely. And we aren't out of that yet.
Just give us time. Somebody just has to be hospitalized first.
Then it'll get cool. So we won't be hipsters. Because it's literal.
And we all dress like homeless people.
And we all dress like homeless people. Sweet.
Snort Coffee on 107.7. Keep the mix. Ben Vaughn has been snorting coffee for a long time.
Is that someone?
Who has?
I did an interview as Baron Vaughn. Is that a name? Did somebody use that name?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Baron Von Who?
Well, I've heard of a bunch of Baron Von Who's, and so that's why I went with that name.
German Chinese.
Yeah, I did like a fake interview with Joe.
Oh, nice. Okay.
As Baron Von.
How are we going to introduce that shit?
I don't know. Let's talk about it on the show.
All right. You're listening to Snort Coffee? You got, I mean,
You want to do intro too? Got your intro? I don't know how it's going to work. It's going to work, right?
We might have intro? A huge problem yeah. here.
No, I'm not.
You might have just wasted $7.49 if we can't intro it. That's all right. Welcome to Snort Coffee. Yeah. Like what? Where?
It is. Maybe that's an interesting way to take the intro. Like, don't be aggressive with it because Snort Coffee is so, like, that's, like, just, here, let me do an intro. You ready?
Yeah. You don't actually have to snort coffee.
Welcome to Snort Coffee. Like, if it's super chill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I got. Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Sounds good.
Sweet. Intro over.
I want to get a gun. You seen those guns that make sound noises? Like, you can shoot noise at somebody?
Awesome. No.
They have guns. It's not really a gun. It's a big, like, radar-ish looking thing.
All right.
But you can shoot noise. Like, I can shoot noise at Joel that you won't hear.
Oh, cool.
And, you can shoot, like, loud noise. It'll fuck you up if you're at a, what is it? A fucking anti-protest.
Excellent. Yeah. Just like a
scary dude.
Crowd control weaponry.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can chase moving shits down with the sound and shit.
Like hosing, like, somebody down with sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Right. Yeah. I want to get one of those.
Not in Alabama.
I want to get one of those and make car wrecking noises when people run stop signs and shit.
Nice.
Yeah. Like doing, you know, run a red light or run a stop sign.
And it shoots.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
That'd be sweet.
Just scares the shit out of the person.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, fuck. Then they look back and maybe see a stop sign. Or run into my tree. That'd be sweet.
That might be the problem. They'll start swerving. That'd be interesting to see if somebody would swerve at the sound.
Yeah. I bet they totally would. Yeah. I don't know if that shit would work their windows, but... Mm-hmm.
Smashes their windows.
I don't know, dude. The sound might make them wreck.
Yeah, that's might. What
we're afraid of.
Yeah.
Do it to, like, make the neighborhood safer and, yeah.
His car piled up everywhere.
I love running a red light. Like, when you sit at a long light and a light that you know is long, I don't know if the fucking thing's, it never trips.
Yeah.
You're there forever, and you know it, and you just, there's no traffic, fuck it, and just run it.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Regularly. I do that just about every night at work.
Wow, every night, awesome.
Yeah, just about.
Busting out of your
place. There's no reason to wait for that light after, just like, fucking, 8 o'clock.
I do about 60 out of the parking lot and don't stop going 60 till I hit Woodman. Not really. But yeah, no, that light is, there's nobody coming. You can see for half a mile in either way.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, I got away with it.
But people have died at that intersection, too.
Really?
Which is crazy, yeah.
At least
one person died there.
How?
Several years back. Rain red light got smashed.
No shit.
Yeah. I think it was busier times and dude was
like,
stupid.
Like somebody got shot there. Just totally unrelated to cars at all.
Sweet. There's the light control box had a... Ron Paul for president, I think, bumper sticker on it. Remember that?
How's that working out, Ron?
Did you put it there?
No.
That'd be sweet.
There's a Snort Coffee bumper sticker there now.
Fuck yeah. Say what?
Said, isn't his kid a governor now?
Something like that.
Of Kentucky?
Like a senator. Or a House member, I think. Does anybody go straight to the Senate? I think the House is like the minor league of federal level legislator.
Pretty sure you can skip.
So if you're like A-Rod,
going
if you're like super effective at legislating, and like this kid's just coming up out of Duke, he's got a, you know, bachelor's in political science, master's in psychology, doctorate in marketing.
Wow,
that's
a fucking
marketing. That's why he's not going to the House. He's right up to the Senate, and he'll Barack Obama the Senate. He'll be there just for just a couple of years.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Well, I think with a resume like that, on the head right there. It wasn't Barack Obama? Didn't he go straight to the Senate?
No, I think he was.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
No.
Is Barack Obama? I'm not sure who that dude is.
Oh, I'm sure.
Does he have his doctorates in marketing?
Honorary, but yeah.
Art Institute of Chicago would like to present an honorary doctorate in marketing to Barack Obama.
Obviously, his campaign's effective, but those fucking posters, the hope with the blue and the white, the stencil-y.
Shepard Fairley.
Is that the name of the
That's
designer?
That's the name of the artist, the same guy that did the Obey stuff with Andre the Giant.
Oh, right.
Stencil work.
I know it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's him.
Well, it kind of fucks with me because it's a little too, like, Nazi straight-up propaganda style.
Yeah, man.
And it just seems very odd to adopt that as your... I mean, like, if I was the artist, sure, it makes sense that way. But
well,
it doesn't make sense taking that then and using it as your marketing because it's kind of mocking.
What about this? Think about it in this way. What if the Nazis... Because they were so well dressed, and they had their signage was so like iconic and
certainly effective marketing.
Right, right, right. What if now nobody can look good and have effective marketing because it looks like
it is reminiscent
of Nazi propaganda.
Yeah.
Good call. You can't
it's
like
such
start
swastika is
pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Like, you guys fucked that up.
Well, we used to have actually an Egyptian.
Yeah.
But, right. Like, the red and the white and the black and the eagle.
Yeah, they knew what they
were spread and shit.
Snazzy dressers. Right, you start a political organization now, and you guys all dress in long leather black jackets. You know,
right.
Like, we might look cool, but you kind of look like the Gestapo, and that's not really neat. We're anti that. Like, yeah. But they look good.
So, yeah, I would say I agree with you, Matt, that the Obama Hope poster is a little bit reminiscent of, like, some Stalin-esque fascist sort of historical references. But that's just because it's good.
Well.
Because only fascists know how to dress well.
How to market.
Design a poster.
And design a poster. Or pick a design of a poster. I don't want to accuse Shepard Fairley of being... fascist.
Right, you definitely don't blame the artist. Hey?
No, no.
You make whatever.
No, well, that fucker gets all scot-free every time.
Exactly. Like, hey, I'm just doing a job here.
Stupid Nazis ruin everything.
Can't kill any Jews nowadays without giving the Jews a shit. Like,
they fucked up anti-Semitism for Joel.
That dude's a Nazi. No, he just likes killing Jews. Come on.
Look how he dresses. He's no Nazi.
Are there white supremacist anti-Nazis?
Actually, isn't the Southern white supremacist movement pretty anti-Nazi, at least stylistically? Like, overalls with the one thing down and, like, big fucking hood on top of their head, just...
That's what I was going to say. Does the Klan and the Nazis, do they get along?
Probably not.
Or they hate each other?
Like, they show up at similar stuff, but they probably don't invite each other to, like, hey, we're having a Klan get-together. Like, wear your dirty boots. Like, don't expect to come over and have cocktails. And the Nazis are like, don't invite those fucking hillbillies to the, they're going to want to turn off the techno. They're going to want to...
I think the major split in their...
it's fashion and style. They're just like, no, we're not... We don't like the same cultural things you like. NASCAR sucks.
I think it's hair, though. All Nazis are skinheads, you know?
Every one of them?
Oh, you think there's a split there, too. You got the skinhead Nazis?
I think the skinheads are somewhere in between.
Nazis.
All right.
I think the skinheads are in between the redneck Nazis, or the rednecks and the Nazis, in terms of
the
white hate
the rednecks.
Type movements.
That sounds about right. Or they city dwelling
punks dress kind of nice.
City dwelling white supremacists.
Right.
Our skinheads are Nazis.
Our skinheads.
Less likely to be in the Klan if you live in the
city.
They
still probably.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But you could get away with fucking with a mullet in the Klan, but not skinheads. Certainly aren't going to put up with that.
By definition,
right? There's no. But even the Nazis, they're going to put up.
No, they will not.
They want it tight. You know?
Yeah, keep it high and tight. That's what the Nazis always said. Keep it high and tight. Yeah. Sing Heil and tight. Wow, we just built a little information tree about racism.
We just laid out the hierarchy.
I'll let you diagram that.
Hatred groups, or not white hatred? Are they white hatred groups? They're not. They're anti-white hatred.
They're pro-white, I think. Generally.
But you can't say they're black hatred groups because they hate other people, too. Just hate groups.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the term. You're right. Hate groups.
Well, wait. Yeah, Klan, Nazis, and skinheads also
all hate.
All
groups, yeah.
But they hate gays as well?
They're awful people. Well, not gays. The hate groups.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, Jesus Christ. It's a new show. We used to say shit like that back on Egghead.com Presents. This is Snort Coffee. Actually, I might.
I just didn't know if one group was more tolerant of another group. Oh, there you go. Do Klansmen hate Jews?
I think so.
Really? Oh, all right.
I think
everybody hates Jews, though, right?
Not everybody.
I don't have any problem with Jews, but
does it seem
if you're going to be a hater, I think you're hating Jews as well.
Okay. Does it seem like all those groups hate all those?
That's what I'm saying. Are there any exceptions? Like, no, those guys are all right, you know?
I don't know. I'm sure there's black power groups that hate gays, but obviously don't hate blacks. But you know what I mean? I'm not sure how hate structure works.
And they hate whites.
Latinos hate whites, of course, but they also hate blacks.
Do they hate gays?
I'm pretty sure. Well,
there's a lot of gay people.
Latinos. That seems like a pretty broad brush you're painting with over there, mister.
It's still really acceptable culturally, even in this country and certainly in other countries, less industrialized, specifically European countries, to be like somebody who was murdered in Zimbabwe recently for being gay. So that's still almost an accepted, you know what I mean? Unfortunately.
So there's no exceptions amongst the hate groups, huh? They hate everybody.
They hate everybody.
Hate
That's
group
pretty
is
much
perfect description.
Right.
If you aren't them, they hate you. All right. Be that way, fine.
Can't talk to your friends if you have a podcast? Found out?
Can't talk to your friends about what?
Anything.
Because you're on the podcast?
It fucking ruins it because you got to talk to your friends, I guess. Do what?
Well, because the idea is you don't want to fuck up something.
Oh, right.
Like, oh, we got to save that for the show.
We're all friends, so when we talk anywhere else.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we were defining each other as friends.
Whoa.
Hadn't personally gotten to that.
You're not my friend.
Well, I certainly didn't know about you. I was pretty sure about this guy, but.
No offense or anything.
No. I understand. You know, we're once removed.
I thought about it today because I don't have your phone number.
I have your phone number.
No.
I need to check my phone, actually, because I might actually have your phone number. Oh,
we'll see.
Then I'd be like, okay, let's see.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want you guys to think that I don't think of you as friends.
Sorry, dude.
Well, it's coming at you, motherfucker. How do you spell your last name? Okay.
With a D. Surprising, huh?
That is weird.
It's silent D, so it's just like it sounds.
Is it on? Is your phone on vibrate?
Nope.
Oh.
Booyah.
What if you just didn't save that contact?
Why'd you do that?
Well, so you'd have my information. There's no reason
but
for
I can't
tell
get your contact information off of your fucking text, can I?
Why not? Who did the text come
saved
from?
Saved a...
It didn't come from high.
Never mind. No. I'm kind of actually surprised I didn't have you in my phone.
I got a problem solver extraordinaire.
Oh, Matt's good at solving problems.
Excellent. Speaking of which, I got some emails.
Can you figure out how to get Joel's phone number onto your phone?
Yes, I can.
Via a text.
Little way to be an asshole.
It wasn't actually as difficult
present
as I imagined.
Present the quote problem solver with a non-problem that he can't get his head around.
With an easy task. I didn't say it was the easy task solver. That was the problem solver. Is that a real problem? No.
Ah, fuck.
But that reminds me, the shit, the word's getting out already, because I received
Snort
several
coffee?
Emails.
Really?
Yes.
About
I
what?
Hope they'll be able to find me after the new change.
Yeah.
The problem solver extraordinaire.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Let's hear him.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of letters, emails, I call them letters. That's how I solved the problem, how to make emails sound more professional.
Okay.
So I pulled out some of the big problems.
Okay.
All right. I don't know, you want me to hit you with them all back to back?
Give us one. See how it goes.
Best shot.
Biggest problem of all, save the biggest for first.
Everybody standing up now?
I guess so. Apparently. World hunger.
Oh, dear. We might have heard this one.
No. Did I solve that?
Maybe.
No. All right. Damn.
Sorry.
We'll refer back to somewhere where I saw
it. Yeah, no,
already.
You solved world hunger last week.
Did I?
Yeah.
Damn.
I remember it now, too.
Was it with my food?
Yeah.
Yeah. People chow? All right. I got a better one, though. A new one. Vertical farms. We're running out of land. We're going to start building farms straight up.
I think vertical farms is already around.
Damn it. All right, I'm late.
Somebody
on
already solved
too.
That problem.
All right, never mind. World hunger is no longer a problem.
Twice over.
They solved it. Global warming, is that a problem for you?
Nope.
Yes.
All right.
It's a problem for me.
Do we want to actually discuss global warming?
I live at low sea level, so I'm...
Because I think I got it answered. Oh, see?
Gonna be fucked.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that actually, there's all kinds of problems associated with global warming, but I've specifically addressed sea level rise.
Excellent.
Yes, because, you know, whether it's our fault or not, the oceans, they're getting deeper. And we live close to the coast, right? Is it our fault? Is it happening? Whatever. The fucking continent's sinking? I don't know. But we're going to solve it right now.
You're right. The continent might be sinking.
It could be. I don't know. Anyway, we got the same problem. Walls. Start building walls.
Walls don't work, dude.
Solution.
Nope, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually, I don't think so.
It's going to go over
bigger,
the top of
taller.
The wall.
That's why you build them taller. Keep building them.
But then, like, even then, eventually it's going to go over the wall. And then it's going to, like, flood in.
Build
wash around and shit and destroy everything.
Nope, build it taller. Up and down the coast, man.
The coasts aren't our only problem. What about the lakes? And that fucking sky up there
more
keeps
walls.
Pouring water onto us.
Oh, we're gonna have to
it's coming from all over.
We're going to have to drink that.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff you could drink.
Or, wait, can we just big desalination tanks? Does that work? Salinization?
There you go.
All right.
They got some of those.
Do they?
They are crazy, like, pollution-y, though, I think. They look
really?
Crazy pollution-y.
Seems like
it's
it'd be
like
really
huge
easy.
Huge fucking stacks of, of water reservoirs and just, like, crazy amounts of heat and crazy pipes running all over the place. Maybe
they're
it's not that bad.
The heat?
Yeah, to boil the water out of
the sun. Can't you just, like, get some condensation?
It's pretty hot, dude.
I don't think so. Not to get it as fast as you want it.
Are they making fresh water or are they making salt?
They make salt water.
No, like
there's not enough of it. That's why they're making
people
it.
People mine salt, right?
Yeah.
So if
I think they send the salt
water,
back.
Don't you like scrape your salt off and sell that?
No, I think they give it back to the water or
that's
something.
A bad plan entirely. I mean, you gotta throw that on the roads in the winter.
Might be pretty gross too. I don't know.
Probably.
I'm not gonna eat it.
But it's a big, crazy, like bigger than this building by a couple times.
I figured that's
like,
how we get the oceans down.
It's a large
though.
Building.
Yeah.
Build a lot of those, then.
We're in a small room.
Drink the water. Try not to pee.
Snort coffee.
Put the salt on our roads and snort some coffee. Problem solved.
Well done.
Nice.
That's it. Knock that one out.
Yeah, there you go. Problem solver extraordinaire.
Oh, I have a problem. This is a small one, though. You'll be done with it quickly.
Excellent.
I have to pee.
Oh, there's not a problem there. Simply urinate.
Little way being asshole. We should have discussed way earlier. Stare right into people's eyes while you pick your nose.
Nice.
Yeah. Just fucking look at him real hard. Like, hey.
Be proud, man.
Dig it in there.
Offer it to them.
You want some? The nose or the bug?
Oh, I was thinking the booger, but... Hey, the left nostril's still good for you, man. Come on.
Tilt your head back and...
Do you enjoy picking scabs also?
No, not really. I try not to.
I try to. It's fun.
No, not into it.
It hurts, kind of, but it's really neat to look at.
Interesting to look at, but...
It's kind of gross, I suppose. It's definitely grosser than picking noses.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, fuck. I was trying to class up this show. Class up myself on the show. I don't concern about anybody else.
Another little way to be an asshole. Sew alarms into clothes. Like, beware, I'm going to sew an alarm into your pants one day when you least expect it. And it's going to go off at like 12:20 a.m. for a little while.
You better sew it into my pajamas then.
Okay.
And like... Plug it in.
No, it doesn't matter. You'll get it eventually. Yeah.
Plug it in on the outlet that's like close to the bed.
Oh, it doesn't need to be plugged in.
All right. That's good, because otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Pretty loud. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Think so.
Fuck, for that matter, just stick that in somebody's window. Just next to the house. But with a delay on it, because you don't want to be around. Well, you want to at least be across the street, maybe.
Might have already done it, but stand really close to the door when you knock on it. Or like when you expect it to open, people are going to like there. Just be right up on it.
Hello!
Yeah. Yeah, like leaning on it.
All right, you need to take an air horn. And just, you need some sort of, it'd be better if you could add a delay, but I don't think you will. Like, lock that button down just in the middle of the street in a neighborhood and walk away. Like
a bug bomb, but.
Yes. Nice. Yeah, well, you will.
Open your door.
That you're going to want to hang around for, because somebody's going to have to come out and, like, kick it. And it still won't go off. And they're gonna have to fuck with it. It's going to be loud. Yeah, they're going to have to point it at somebody's house. And they're going to be on the porch like, motherfucker! 3 a.m.
Sound bomb.
Nice.
That's pretty interesting. There you go, Halliburton.
Sound bombs. Good one.
Damn.
Good one. Just drops
really
box.
Should just a little bit of money for
what the fuck does the sound bomb do? Just deaf everybody, break a bunch of windows.
Wow, I'm that's serious sound bomb.
Well, I'm talking close to the radio, you know.
You imagine just sitting in this room and all of a sudden you hear crazy loud noise.
Yeah, but just
mix 107.7 really loud in the fuck. In your head? Like,
If you could do deaf for a week, even.
Wow. Deaf for a week is fucked up.
Yeah. But I'm afraid some people close to the fucking center are going to be deaf for a lot longer.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But it beats the hell out of getting a real bomb dropped on you, right?
That's really loud.
Would you be thinking that? You'd be like, God damn! At least it was a real bomb!
Yeah, you probably would be, I guess.
Yeah, the whole fucking time.
Huh.
No. I'm not sure it does beat a real bomb. Sounds pretty awful.
Almost as bad. Broken windows everywhere. That's gonna be fucking problems.
Well, I'll get that with real bomb too. Though.
It's true. It's true.
Did you swish that around next to the mic?
A little bit. Yeah. It's a lot of chunky shit in there.
Shake it.
Yeah. That's what's like swishing around.
I like mine chunky.
Chunky to drink, finely chopped to snort.
Snort coffee.
Snort coffee.
Should we all get new nicknames?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and they have to be coffee related, man. It almost does, but I want deep and bold. No, rich and bold.
Deep and bold, there's a coffee flowing deep and bold. Coffee snorting deep and bold. Bible songs, man. When you're a kid, you're like getting programmed. Like, outside of the genetic part of it.
Yeah.
So you get this little batch of programming for 9 months, like typically or ideally or whatever.
Yeah, but that's all how to grow a body programming.
Right, but you also get genetic programming for the predisposition to diseases, certain, I'm sure, social stuff and like just different blah, blah, blah. So you're programmed then, but then for the next like probably, I don't know, what do you think, 8 years? Before a kid can really starts forming their own conclusions and thoughts and feelings and
I don't know.
I don't have a kid, so I'm a rough judge. But there's a certain period where it's just like all it is programming, and then I'm sure the programming just gets lighter and lighter. It's not like a hard stop.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably earlier than that.
I don't know, man. I say you're getting your programming all your life.
Then you're fucked. Your parents were a couple of...
But your hardcore programming certainly is at the beginning. Yeah. Maybe you're, like you say, wanes off, but over your entire life, I'd say.
Yeah, that's probably true. The last for the whole... Because I'm still getting it.
Exactly.
But then by the time you're 80, you're like fully programmed, and that's why you're like...
Grumpy and fuck you.
Fucking music, yep. They suck. That's not the music I was programmed with.
Yep.
Not on my...
Back in the 90s.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Pearl Jam? Jam, you should get enough for you.
But how obscure is They Might Be Giants going to be in the year
2040? Yeah.
You know, yeah, as obscure or more obscure than any 40s band you can think of now. Duke Ellington.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's 40s.
Was there comedy music back then?
Kind of, but...
It's the best kind of comedy music, but it's meant to be fucking funny. They didn't write those songs...
Well, okay, alright.
At least lyrically.
Yeah.
You just genreized. Like, what the fuck? Does that mean they're in the same camp as Weird Al?
Well, no.
Exactly.
They're in a similar... section, but they're each in different subsections because he does all parody stuff.
Not all parody stuff.
Really? He does
I think they're originals.
Yeah.
I don't know for a fact. I've never owned a Weird Al album. Something makes me think.
Fuck. I can't think of any of them offhand.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, that's one. Eat It.
Eat It.
Yeah,
that's
that was
the
one.
Other original.
What was it? Smells Like Nirvana?
I think that is another one, yeah.
Well, I can remember the image of him in the
in the pool. Yeah.
That's why you remembered. I heard that song for the first time in probably 10 years, 8 years. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Kind of terrible, huh?
No, actually, no. I was like, really? I was kind of surprised. Like, oh, you know, that's really not a bad song. Huh. Son of a bitch. Anyway, go for it. It kind of surprised me, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'd say it's at least been 10 years. Since it was, because I've never owned that album.
Yeah. Me neither, I don't think. I don't really miss it.
Yeah.
I owned it. It's not their best work.
I'd say, well, yeah, for my money, Unplugged, unfortunately, is
Unplugged is a great
favorite for me. It's not very obscure, though, man. It's an awesome album.
Here's, as a general rule, I hate everything that MTV is and stands for and does.
Especially now. That'll be even funnier in 4 months.
Maybe that's the name of the show.
Oh my god.
Change it. Yeah, we are. Yeah, change it now, man. Is that up? Is that taken? It's a long ass website. Even funnier in 4 months. .com.
Oh, so. What was I saying?
You hate MTV.
I hate everything that MTV has done and stands for, as general rule. However, I read an amazing book one time called The Fuck Up. Turns out that that was published by MTV. I love Nirvana's Unplugged. And there's been at least one movie, but I can't think of the name of it. That they
Evolution?
What?
Evolution? Was that what it was? David Duchovny and fucking
yes.
Stifler?
That's
That's actually a good movie, and it might be an MTV movie, yeah.
I don't know the movie. I think I've seen parts of it. That would be surprising.
No, I don't think so.
So you're saying you don't hate every little thing that MTV has
They've done?
I've
done some things that are very good. Yeah. That I've enjoyed massively. But for the most part.
They suck. Yeah. Fucked up way to kill somebody.
Something. I think we took that bit out.
Nope.
We thought we retitled that also.
I don't think so.
4 months when this happens to somebody. It would be really hilarious.
Something bouncy?
That's the object?
Yep.
There's all kinds of bouncy things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can't drop shit on people. Can we drop people on shit?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, drop somebody from an airplane onto a trampoline. Good luck with that.
All right.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can drop people from that high because you could pick like a fluffy pillow.
It's cotton.
If you drop them
yeah.
from exactly. there, they hit that, they die. But
I don't know.
At least with this, I'm going for the trampoline needs to be sufficient to send them catapulting off of it.
All right.
Like, they survived the hit on the trampoline. Everything's cool from yeah. 50,000 feet, man. Halo jump onto this trampoline.
It would have to be built. The trampoline would have to be...
Pretty deep hole. Like, yeah.
Or...
Over the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
There you go.
Either way.
I say over the Grand Canyon, like trampoline size.
You can go.
There you go. Oh, man.
We're taking this show yeah. around, man.
Hell yeah. Wow. Okay. That's pretty good.
Hey.
You're welcome.
I say that we get rid of lethal injection.
Wow.
Now we've got good ways to kill people, man. Or
right.
unique. What's the bit called?
Fucked up ways to kill someone.
Fucked up ways to kill. Can we change
somebody.
It to prisoners? To
change
to convicted. Not just prisoners, man. We're the worst of the worst. We're making this death row bad guys. Like, nobody that was... There was any inkling that they might be innocent. People just waiting, man.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, this is a really long title to the bit. Yeah, so anyway... No, I already checked. Yep. Yep. All right. So they go catapulting.
That's a good way. In the city would be rough.
Yeah, it would, man.
Like, just watching from wherever, like, whoa, where's he going to go?
You could just follow him around with, like one of those balls that Leo LaPorte sits on. Those are bouncy enough, right?
Yeah.
To qualify as bouncy.
Yeah, I think so.
So you just follow him around with that, and eventually they'll be up in, like, some situation where it would be really dangerous for them to fall, and you just fucking wing it at him.
Nice. All right.
Because they won't be expecting it. Yeah. Like, oh, he's always there. I don't know why. Years and years and years later, just follow them around, waiting up by their house.
Or you just do it anytime they're, like, above 3 feet high from somewhere, like, on the edge of something that's normally nothing, but you hit them, knock them off of there enough times. Follow them around, find all that spot, all those spots where just enough.
Get them eventually, get them.
Yeah, you'll, like, break an arm this time. And
at a bus stop, man. Here comes the bus.
Oh, oh boy.
Knock them right into it.
Yeah.
Now, but then you need a bouncy thing and a bus.
If all the ground was covered in, like, four square balls, maybe a little thicker. Now, definitely a little thicker.
Two layers of four square balls? Three layers? Four
all right, yeah, yeah, several layers.
Ball pit?
Name the show Four Square Balls.
Played the shit out of four square. And then drop them into that. Eventually, they, like, break enough shit flopping around in there, right?
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe have, like...
I know you'll settle eventually.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
And
like,
pick them up again.
All right. Got to just a crane. You got a magnet stuck to your back.
Oh, sweet. And then coming back to the crane, like, oh, you just go down and get them.
Yeah. All right.
Claw style.
Yeah.
If you hung someone from a rubber tree. All
right.
Does that count?
How bouncy are... Is it a pain in the ass to cut down rubber trees? You just swing an axe, a thing, son of a bitch.
Common rookie mistake. You don't use an axe to cut down a rubber tree.
They never even cut one until the chainsaw was invented, right?
Like Pappy once said, never use an axe to cut down a rubber tree.
How many people got killed before they, like, I don't know what it is. Every time we see these trees, we see guys laying on the ground with fucking axes in their heads. What's that about? I don't know. Cut down this tree, dude. Oh, here's one. There you go. Send somebody to fell a forest of rubber trees with an axe. With a dull
nice.
Axe.
Okay. First swing is whips back and cracks him in the head.
Eventually. Maybe not the first one. Sure, they might get careful, but eventually.
Oh, you could run them over with a car.
A bouncy car.
Well, tires are bouncy.
There you go.
You just saw the car. Yeah, just run over.
How about a Super Ball gun? 3-5 at a time, maybe?
Nice.
Yeah, man. Like, stop.
Send them into a bouncy house full of propane with a lit cigar.
Nice. All right.
You have to make them bounce until they drop the cigar. It's going to be hard to do because you're going to be back pretty far, like yelling, hey, start bouncing. Mash that cigar a couple times.
A bouncy house filled with propane is fucking crazy, dude.
I don't know if propane works like that, but...
It goes up pretty quick, something. I think. I don't think it stays up very long, but it goes up quick.
Ooh, and all the bouncy things could be inflated with propane.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was the Hindenburg full of?
Propane.
Really? That seems surprising. Not helium.
Common misconception.
You're writing history. So that could be a fun mental exercise. Is there an event in history that anybody wants to rewrite? Like, not just... Like, I don't know. If you change one thing, comment on how... that's a different thing almost. So Abe Lincoln doesn't get shot, and the play was just okay?
Nobody remembers the play whatsoever.
Slavery came back. didn't quite work out. Snort coffee. I'm going to do one of your notes.
Okay.
Yep.
Go for it.
Woo! Ow!
I'm thinking about that one myself.
Go ahead. You ever seen an octopus?
In real life?
Doesn't matter.
Then yeah.
All right. Pretty crazy, huh?
Wacky.
They're from outer space?
Yeah.
Under space.
Wow. Oh.
Deal with that.
Alright. They're fucking crazy.
They are.
Change colors. They got a million arms.
Very quickly.
Can.
Yeah. They look like everything an alien should be.
Anything they want.
Yes, until you think about, yeah, they aren't ruling
they
the world.
Totally
are they
could totally drive a car.
No, apparently not.
Can't be underwater because the engine will get flooded.
Or is it just like, hey, in my world, a car is not really of any use.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Are they, the best,
Yeah.
creature for the space that they occupy in the world? Are they high up on the food chain?
I don't think much messes with it.
I got a feeling you're right about that. That color changing, that's convenient.
Reefy spots that are hard to get to.
Yeah.
They don't
have any bones. Yep. But they're made of yum, you know? If you're a shark and you're like, fuck yeah, no bones.
The ink and the changing color shit's got to taste weird, though, doesn't it?
Man, they can not only change the color of their skin, they can change the shape of their skin.
It's crazy.
Like, they can make their skin bumpy to match the fucking rock they're lying
looks
next
to. Looks just like a rock.
Yes.
Just like a rock. You guys are
highly
nuts.
Patterned,
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy textures and
awesome.
Yeah.
And very fast.
I've seen cuttlefish in person where they change from kind of a white to a sandy color and it's instant.
Yeah.
As soon as they want to look like you can go up and tap on the glass and they change to the sand color. And it looks just like the sand that's around them. It's crazy.
You know what they should call cuttlefish? They should call them koalas. They should call koalas.
Really?
I think so.
Koalas are way more cuddly.
Than cuttlefish. And why not just flip it?
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. Nobody wants to touch a koala or a cuttlefish, but if it was called a koala, fuck it.
They'd be like, ooh, stay away from that.
Yeah.
It's a koala.
Yeah.
I think a cuttlefish will fuck you up. That's going to be confusing, man. I think you got to make it a cuddle bear. Sorry. It's not fish-like at all.
Octopus could totally take it out, though.
Where are they battling, man? If you're battling on land, it's all koala.
Looks like
koalas? Or octopus? I think maybe some of them do.
It looks like a parrot. Like a parrot mouth.
Beak?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's like a big clampy looking, huh?
Hard?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and pretty creepy looking. A million arms.
They have ears?
I'm guessing sensory type. I don't know. What is an ear, right? Yeah.
Probably from outer space.
If you just you're in outer space and you're like, hey,
under space, fuck.
3/4 of the planet is water. That's probably where the shit is. I'm going to hang out here. And you're like, oh, fuck, all right. It's a cool place to vacation. Maybe there's aliens on vacation.
If I could scuba dive all day long, I might.
There you go.
What did you do for vacation? Well, we went to the earth and looked like rocks under the sea. The fish was nice.
There you go. Getting all the reefs.
Cool young couple aliens go to Mercury and like, we were on this volcano and it was crazy fucked up. It's Florida for aliens.
Yep, so they're aliens maybe.
I think it's possible.
If nothing else, they're really fucking cool. So Soylent Green, everybody agrees, is a pretty good idea, right? Like, you know, that's probably the way it should be.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, huh?
I think we should definitely be feeding people.
Man,
or at least...
That's how to get mad cow disease, though.
Well, then burning them for energy.
Easy. Well, that seems reasonable.
I mean, I agree. Eating people's creepy, but burning them for energy, that's just got good common sense.
How long does a person last for energy, though?
I don't know.
Well, nearly as long as coal.
Yeah, but if
a
you
person
had,
worth of coal is going to do you a lot better than...
Yeah, but the...
Just toss them in the coal with it, fuck it.
There you go. There you go. You don't build special people burners. Just toss them in the pile, apparently. Fucking in Egypt, there were so many damn mummies that they were using them to fuel the trains.
Nice.
They would literally burn them to. It's, from what I know, it's true. I've heard it.
Heard it once? Yeah. Yeah. What of it?
It seemed on something credible. I don't recall what it was. It's fucking just super information age, right?
Yeah.
That's all so. Everything's about.
Too much.
Yeah. Everything, TV, internet, books, yeah. Radio, everything that involves everybody's lives is just about information.
And you ever feel like there's a vibration, like a constant hum of life now that maybe wasn't around?
Last week, snort coffee.
Snort coffee to catch up.
I think the beverages are probably...
That's it. Yeah. You're washing down coffee with coffee, so... To be expected. A little bit.
Everything's about information.
Yep. That's pretty much
a lot of information,
right? Like, once we invented the book, we've taken pretty much huge leap forward since then. Since the... You know, the easier which information flows... The faster.
Retrieve the knowledge. Good.
God hates facts.
Fuck you guys in Kansas. The whole state for not kicking those guys' asses. That's who I blame for the whole for the Westboro Baptist Church. I blame Kansas.
Good plan.
You can't tell them to fuck off and move to Florida where the rest of the freaks are? Come on.
Should have put a pin in that early, huh? Indeed. That's funny to me, and only me.
Oga.
Snort coffee?
That's one.
Wait a minute.
That's a good one. Seems catchy.
I think it's got legs.
Can you use it in context?
Like, that... That cheap guy is a penny pincher.
Alright, I get it.
Because he's like... His both words have to start with P.
Oh, now I get that too. Okay. That's pretty good.
Like what?
No. Oh.
You don't call it tinkle?
I don't.
Or PB.
I call it urinate. No.
You guys want to say bye?
Yes. Sorry. Sure didn't have the same flow.
Snort coffee, man.
Snort coffee.
You can find us at snortcoffee.com, I think. Phone number's still the same, still easy. 937-551-1040. Text it or something. I'm sure it'll be a Snort Coffee Twitter page. Snort Coffee Facebook, maybe. See about that.
Snort Coffee on MySpace.
Silky Smooth's got Snort Coffee on MySpace. Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya. People. How
many is that?
4. I'm afraid to even check. Yeah, it's getting early.
It's nice. I like that kind of phrase.
Did you get it?
Getting early,
instead of like most people would say, it was getting late.
Right, but it's not.
Right, not anymore. Not at this point. It's getting early.
Saw a flock of geese flying by. It was like flying in a V, you know. But it looked more like a check mark. Like, hey, you're okay. From the geese.
Yeah, approval.
Yep. From goose approval, yeah.
I think it was actually subliminal advertising for General Mills cereal.
Could be.
I think that's my... So, I'm glad you felt... Oh, there you go. Glad you felt better about yourself.
Yeah.
But
I have got some General Mills cereal. I might have eaten it that same night.
There you go. Apparently very good advertising.
Yeah, I'd say. Everybody that saw that...
Life's all right. I'm a little hungry.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms cracks me up because on the fucking box, it says America's number one source of whole grains.
Really? Nice.
I'm so afraid that's true.
That's funny.
Yep.
That's the law.
Sweet.
You write false stuff on the internet, on your newspaper.
Cereal box. All boxes or just cereal boxes?
Shoe boxes, hat right. boxes.
Gotta be true. It's good because it's where I get most of my news information from. Not specifically all boxes. Well, mostly hat boxes.
Another one you guys doing? Everybody want to give a good snort coffee?
Doubt it. Try, though. Snort coffee.
Snort coffee?
If Octo wouldn't...